Well, I want to preach for just a little while, and then we'll dismiss and head over to the Family Life Center if you're able to go. But we're looking at Joshua chapter 23. We're going to look at verses 5 down through 11. Joshua here is giving some instruction as his time to leave is going to be soon. You find your place there in Joshua in the Old Testament, chapter 23. We'll begin reading in verse number 5, and Joshua is going to tell the people that God's going to do some great things for you. He's going to expel some folks. He's going to run. He's going to let one of you chase 1,000 for the Lord your God. He's going to do many great and wonderful things for you. In verse number 5 of Joshua 23, "And the Lord your God, he shall expel them," that's the enemy, "from before you, and drive them from out of your sight. And ye shall possess their land, as the Lord your God hath promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous, to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God." I want to preach for just a little while about this subject, "Keep it up," as Joshua tells these people. And it's a sad and exciting time, though, as when we have somebody as much as we love, Brother Dan, we love him so much, I should say, and he leaves, but he's following God's will to somewhere other than where we are. Seems like it's always easier to accept people, but never easy to let them go. And I guess if it was easy to let them go, then that means they were a scoundrel and you didn't want them here when they were here. So that'd be a bad thing in itself. In this pulpit and on this platform has stood great men. And Preacher Lastly, we're privileged to get to keep him here. He's not here tonight, but he's here still as our pastor emeritus. But Brother Gary Seaman was on staff here for 30-some years, and Bob Mann for some 10 or so years. And John Mineta helped out with many for 15 years, I believe it was, on staff. And Brother Jody Jenkins was a pastor here. And all of these people have served and loved and people and gone and done things for the Lord. And we see others go, and or we see people, I should say, go other places and punch holes in the darkness, as it were. That's exactly the same thing our missionaries do. You'd like to keep every missionary here, right here where they're sitting. I was thinking about the Mullinses as we got to see them last year. In many ways, you'd love for Levi to be here, and Levi would be serving and preaching and teaching and doing different things, but then what about Beaches Road Baptist Church there where he's serving and had people, they're already done for the day because they're so far ahead of us, but what about all the people that were reached with the gospel message today? And so as we see our loved ones go out and punch the holes in this darkness, I want us all to remember a few things to Brother Dan and Miss Carmen, but then also to hear to us that there's some application points that Joshua told Israel, and he tells them to keep it up, but I want to give you why. We see he tells them to keep it up, my words, not his, but we see that he tells them to keep it up because God gives the victory. Look back in verse number 6, if you would, and also verse number 9. "Be ye therefore very courageous," the Bible says in verse number 6, "to keep and to do all that it's written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand nor to the left." Do you think that God is done doing a great work here in Little Gray Station, Tennessee, not on your life? Do you think the Lord's done using Dan Rogers? No way, Jose. That's his little blip back to his Mexico days. And so no way, Jose. He's not done using him. He's not done using the people here. He's going to go forward. And our God is such a wonderful, powerful God that he's able to use his servants all around this globe and see great and mighty things done. It's not that we've got too many people leaving. It's that we don't have enough of us getting up to say, "Go, we're going to go punch some holes in darkness." I mentioned this morning Dr. Lee Robertson, who's a great hero hero of mine, and as I watched some videos and different things of him this week, he would always say, don't go to the right, don't go to the left, just straight down the road. Stay straight for the Lord and stay right there where you're supposed to be. And in verse number 6, it says, neither the same thing that you turn not aside from the right hand nor to the left. And so we see that you've got to keep it up and continue on in Dan's life and in John's life and in Daniel and Kyle and your life and everybody else's life, because God gives the victory. I would not stand here and give everybody a pep talk and say, you've got it in you, you can make it happen. Because I know how frail you are, and I know how frail I am. And if I was going to be truthful, I'd just say, you might as well quit now, you don't have much. A great pastor that I greatly admire, he said that his pastor, this would have been decades and decades ago, he recommended that he go to this little nucleus of believers in Milford, Ohio. And there was just this little group of believers, and they wanted to start a church, or they wanted a church started. And so they contacted this well-known pastor in America. And so he said, well, there's not much there. But he said, Charles, you're not much either. So maybe you'll make a good mix. And can I tell you, we're not none of us much. So I don't tell you that we're going to go forward in your life and in your problems and in your family and in the church down there or the church here. We're not going to go forward because we're going to reach down so far and get the strength within us. You're going to go forward in your marriage and go forward in your family and go forward in your business and go forward in your church and go forward in whatever other venture. If God leads you to do it, you're going to go forward because God gives the victory. Don't turn to the right hand or the left. But not only that, I want you to look in verse number 10, if you would, please. And we see not only that God gives the victory, that's the reason we keep it up and you continue on for the glory of God, but also God gets his equations in it here on verse number 10. You've heard of new math, right? Scott, Brother Scott, you know, heard of that new math, right? People always said new math as it came in some years ago. I don't know what all that's about. I didn't have too much success with the old math. I was just about ready to get it ready or get it figured out. But I do know a little bit about God's math. And we see it here in verse number 10. One man of you shall chase 1,000 for the Lord your God. He it is that fighteth for you as he hath promised you. You say, Pastor, I don't think I can go on with the obstacles that are in my way. And if you were the only one that was providing the power source for the endeavors that you're talking about, you would be 1,000% correct. But I tell you this evening to continue on in whatever venture that God has led you in. I would say it like this: be sure that God's led you, and after you're sure that you're on the path that God's led you, then go fervently until he tells you to stop. And the reason is not only because he gives the victory in verse number 6 and verse number 9, but also because he magnifies your efforts. God wants a willing vessel that would go and say, I will do what you command me to. And we're going to pray and we're going to seek the Lord and we're going to pray that God would take Brother Dan, this Michigan-born boy that was raised in Mexico, and explode his reach and his impact and his effectiveness for the Lord's glory, because that's what God wants before he comes and gets us. I got back in my office this magnifying glass that Miss Brenda Bacon put in a bag one time for Amy and I for Christmas. And so in that, it's on there. And you know, you think you're never going to need it, but I left it there for a little while and I've needed it. That little prints get smaller and smaller. I was watching this one. I don't remember what the setting was, but this dad was saying, this person was saying, why is all that getting fuzzy? Well, I heard somebody say, it's not that I can't see, it's just that my arms aren't long enough to hold things out there so I can get back. But that magnifying glass, it explodes the view that wasn't so clear before. And God magnifies our efforts. He wants a willing vessel. He wants somebody that would come and say, I will do it. I'm thinking about the Sunday school teachers here at this church, and I'm thinking about the bus workers and the bus workers that we need and the bus workers that we have already and others that are sitting back in the background and say, oh, I would like to, but I don't think I have the time. I don't think I have the ability. I don't think I have the personality. Can I just tell you that God takes a willing vessel and he magnifies that and he expands it into being what God needs needs it to be. Remember this, if you or I think that we've got it all figured out and we can do it without God's help, we're not the ones he's going to use anyway. So if there's something that the Lord has put on your heart, but you sit there and you say, oh, I don't think I could. Don't short circuit the Lord's work in your life. He magnifies our efforts. May we be used, as the Bible says in verse number 10, may we be that man that's used to chase a thousand. Now, this interpretation is they were going to chase people out of this land that they were going to go possess, but the application is those things that God has given us to do, may we be that man, that woman, that young person that says, Lord, if you'd use me and you want to do your will through me, then I would glorify your name because of it. I see that he tells these people just to keep it up. Why? Because God gives the victory. Keep it up. Why? Because God magnifies your effort. I want you to go just a couple of verses over it into verse number 14 of the same chapter. And I give you this last one here this evening. Not only because he magnifies your effort and he does what you can't do, but see in verse number 14 that we find that he's also always faithful. And behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth, meaning he was going to die. And ye know in all your hearts and all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. I would love to take the time with the microphone and ask some of you that have been serving the Lord for 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 years, if Preacher Lasty were here, or maybe somebody that came to the church as long as they have, and I would love to get that microphone and ask you, has God ever let you down? And I know the resounding answer would be no. My friend, as one person put it, I have shook a lot of times on the rock, but the rock has never shaken or shook underneath me. Amen. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And you have trembled some on that rock, but that rock has never trembled under you because it is a sure footing. And here we see that God is always faithful. This day, he said, I'm going the way of all the earth. If you'd read the next chapter and into the next chapter and maybe the next one, but at least the next chapter is the last one. If you'd read through that, Joshua does that. He and Eleazar, they both die. And you'd see that he is not going to be so stable. But he says, I'm going the way of all the earth. But the reason that we were successful was not because I was so available or so able. The reason we were so successful is because not one thing of the Lord has said hath failed thereof. And so please, my friend, get it down, way down deep in our souls, that as believers in Christ, we can always count on him. I understand that this world in which we live seems to be more unstable than she's ever been before. But when you get up in the morning, you find yourself with a cup of coffee or tea or sitting there, and you've got that Bible open, and you're spending time in prayer, you've got maybe your little devotional book that you follow through, maybe your little journal that you keep some notes in, you've got that time when it's just you and the Lord, you remind yourself, as shaky as this world's getting, Lord, you've never shaken one time. And Joshua tells these people, keep it up, because the Lord, he is always faithful. You think that God was going to let these Israelites down? Not on your life. Now, they let him down a lot. And Joshua didn't always hit on all eight cylinders. Neither did Moses before him. One old preacher put it like this. He said, good thing God and Moses both didn't get mad at those Israelites on the same day. Because it seems like one time God was saying, we're going to wipe them out. And Moses said, oh, please don't. The next day, Moses was saying, God, go ahead. Moses and Joshua, both of them had their times. But God was not going to be done with his people. And I don't need to remind this crowd, but he's not done with them yet either. With all that's going on in the news, he's not finished there yet. And he won't let us down. He won't let you down. My friend, we serve a wonderful, faithful, almighty God. Amen. Timex used to have that slogan, they take a licking and keep on ticking. I assume they're still in business. I don't know. I don't guess they still use that slogan, but they would do all kinds of little crazy experiments. They would strap their watch to the propeller of a little outboard motor and put it down in a tank and let it just spin around at however many RPMs that it did, and then show after they got done with that that it was still working. They would freeze those watches in ice or in water and let it freeze into ice, and then they would put it in this tumbler of a device and let it all shake around and show that their anti-shock technology was going to keep that watch of yours just working flawlessly. Well, I don't know whether they did succeed or not, but I know that they certainly had that slogan, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking. But my friend, your Timex or any other kind of watch is nothing compared to the reliability, dependability, and complete dependence that we can rely or we can put in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Why should I be discouraged? Why should I be dismayed? There's not a reason here. There's not a reason anywhere why I should be, because God Almighty has never taken a break from His throne, and He's not going to start tonight, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. Joshua, he told these Israelites, keep it up. Keep going forward. One of you are going to chase 1,000 of these guys out here. Keep it up, because God's the one that gives the victory. Keep it up, because God magnifies your efforts. Keep it up, because you've got a wonderful, always, always dependable, always faithful God. And so I don't know what you've come facing tonight, but I hope that through these pages, you would see in verse number 14, as he told them people, not one thing hath failed thereof. Verse 15, therefore it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon us, which the Lord your God promised you, so shall the Lord bring upon you all the evil things until he hath destroyed you from off this good land, which the Lord hath given you when ye have transgressed the covenant of the Lord. You see, his promises are true in the positive. His promises are true in the negative. And so, my friend, when you worry about those people who are not doing right, well, what about those people? What about them getting what's coming to them? What about getting their due? As faithful as God is to you when you stand for him, he's faithful in dishing out the things that those folks deserve as well. My friend, God hasn't missed a thing. And I'm thankful that I can sit back and rejoice with the full knowledge to know that God is in control. Joshua said, keep it up. Would you bow your heads together with me tonight? Father, thank you for this time to be in your house. Thank you, dear Lord, for the reminder from your word that we shouldn't be discouraged. We shouldn't be dismayed. We shouldn't be under the weather. We shouldn't be disappointed. Lord, we've got you, the almighty, all-faithful God. And Lord, there's folks here tonight that they're afraid that relationship that they put so much stock in is going to splinter. Lord, perhaps we should have put more stock in our relationship with you instead of that relationship with that person. There's people here tonight, dear Lord, that are afraid if something big doesn't happen in their marriage, it's going to be over. Lord, I pray that you would empower them tonight to see that they can continue on, and one person can chase 1,000, and that faithful God will meet the needs that are represented in that relationship. Father, I pray that you'd help us all. Help us to keep it up for your glory. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. If you're able to stand together as the ladies play something through. If God's dealing with your heart tonight, and yet you want to commit to him. Lord, I'm going to keep on looking to thee. Would you do that tonight? If you're here, you're not saved. Not on your way to heaven. That faithful God that I told you about, I gave just a snippet at the end of it where he said that the other folks will pay for the things that are against them as well. He's faithful on that side as well. Oh, my friend, don't leave here without knowing for sure you're saved. We don't have to have all of the leaders come, all the deacons, but if you're close, would you mind coming? We're going to pray for Brother Dan as he leaves out from our church, and just pray God's blessings on him and Miss Carmen, that God would continue to use him, just expand his ministry more than he ever thought possible. Use Miss Carmen and would lead and guide us as well. But men, if you just find a place there on the front pew and sit and pray. Now, Lord, I do pray for our good and wonderful friend, Brother Dan. Lord, I pray that you would bless him. Thank you, dear Lord, that he's had a sensitive ear to your calling and your leading. I pray that you'd put your richest blessings on him, our wonderful friend. Lord, I pray that you would take him. I pray that you'd use him. And Miss Carmen, provide all of their needs, dear Lord. And may you just magnify, as the scripture said tonight, may one man chase 1,000. May they see great and wonderful things that you've done. I pray that you'd bless. And Lord, we'll certainly thank you for all that you do. Before I close, I'm going to ask, have we got a microphone there, Daniel? Would you give it to Brother Joe Shaw? And Brother Joe, would you close us in prayer? He's to your right. Pray for him, and then we'll give you a few other instructions. Microphone 3, and then we'll give you a few more instructions. Brother Joe.
Lord, thank you so much for the service tonight, Lord. And God, I just pray you might continue not only to use this church, but to press on for you, but that you might continue to use Brother Dan and the ministry here that you've given him. And Lord, I know he's been a blessing to us all these years. We thank you so much for what he's done for this church and the ministries that he's had for us. And just bless him and Miss Carmen, Lord, as they go there, as they be a blessing to this people down there. May they reach many souls for you. And just bless all the work that they do there, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We've got a few things that I want to go over. And here in just a little bit, I'm going to ask Brother Kyle to come up, and he's going to pray and dismiss us and ask God's blessings on the food over there. I'm not sure. Usually at Baptist